or 8DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. It's been a great day to stay inside on the couch watching football. But because of the winter storm in Buffalo, the Bills-Steelers game was postponed until tomorrow, where the weather will still be bad, but doable. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
It's mainly off of Lake Erie, which impacts the Buffalo area, and then Lake Ontario, which brings the snow up to the upstate New York. So we're looking at that lake effect snow kind of continuing today. It's going to continue into the middle of the week, but with varying intensities.
But while most of us are extra bundled up and shivering, it is official. 2023 was by far the hottest year ever. Correspondent Natalie Dudridge.
The average global temperature was 14.98 degrees Celsius, almost 0.2 of a degree hotter than the previous record. Global warming has now risen 1.48 degrees since pre-industrial times. Scientists believe the 1.5 degree threshold agreed to in the Paris Agreement could be crossed this year.
Climate protesters were out in Iowa, where Republican presidential hopefuls are doing their last-minute campaigning before tomorrow's caucuses. Frontrunner, former President Trump, wasn't a fan of being interrupted.
So young and immature. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Another candidate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, was on CNN and responded to the drowning of three migrants trying to cross the border Friday night. The Department of Homeland Security says Texas authorities wouldn't allow federal agents to save them.
Obviously, it's an unfortunate thing, but I think what Texas is trying to do is set a standard so that people know that they're going to be turned away rather than let in.
The war between Israel and Hamas has been going on for 100 days now. This woman lives in Gaza, describes the dire situation.
Gaza has been destroyed. There is no Gaza left. No hospitals, no education. Our children have lost their school year.
In Copenhagen, thousands watched as the prime minister proclaimed Frederick X as king. BBC reporter Daniela Ralph is at the royal palace.
We saw the king wiping away a tear as he first came out on that balcony for the proclamation and saw the number of people, the response to him.
After several months' delay because of the Hollywood strikes, the show must go on. Talking about the 2023 Primetime Emmy Awards in 2024, it goes down tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Your host is Anthony Anderson. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Public health experts say the spread of misinformation on social media is leading to a dangerous drop in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Mike Moan reports.
Surveys show the percentage of Americans who believe vaccines are unsafe has nearly doubled since 2021, as social media users falsely claim approved vaccines cause autism, cancer, and infertility. Dr. Monica Wang says these falsehoods spread faster than the truth with damaging results.
This health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
Wang says social media algorithms are keeping users in so-called information silos, left to discern what is true. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says vaccination rates for Wisconsin school children slightly rebounded last year, but remain well below pre-pandemic levels. Studies show misinformation regarding the COVID-19 vaccine has cost the U.S. up to $300 million a day in healthcare and economic losses since 2021. It's also contributed to an estimated 300,000 preventable deaths of unvaccinated individuals. With COVID-19 cases still circulating, Wang says scientists can also use social media to create health content and regain the public's trust.
We as researchers can do a better job about communicating our science, and that means we start communicating our results and our processes in language that's easy and accessible for everyday people to understand.
Wang says social media users should look for health information from established medical institutions and avoid content making sensational medical claims. And she says, when in doubt, don't share information that lacks scientific credentials. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, wind chill advisory, a low of 9 below and wind chills of 20 below. For Monday, a high of 1 above, wind chills 20 to 25 below zero. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 2 degrees, a high near 10 on your Wednesday, and 11 for Thursday.
Currently, 1 above.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, a special edition. Cootie does this, Boyd's. Des Moines, Iowa. I am here in Des Moines, and it is the Devil's Advocates for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Dom, I'm kicking it off here at Drake University. I'm in the hizzy. I am in
good
the...
Good to see you.
Good to see you,
Mike. Sounding good, man. I know you've been working hard making the trek down to Des Moines. Thank you for doing so. Nate, of course, on the board. Thank you, Nate, our fair audience. Thanks for joining us. Big day, Crudy on the road doing the political party thing, man. How's it going down there?
So far, so good. I am in the very last row of the second floor file.
Why does it always happens to us, man?
Why are they putting baby in the back quarter here? I am unclear. Well, we did request, and I did pay a little extra for the direct internet Ethernet, so hopefully we have good connection. From Drake University. I'm at the Olmsted Center here. You'd like it, Dom. They got a Starbucks right in the lobby.
Oh, nice.
I tried their breakfast all day sandwich. That's what's fueling this fine broadcast today.
Yeah.
But I made it up to the second floor. I'm moving on up to the second floor. And why that is pertinent is because green means go, baby. I have finally, after three elective cycles, been credentialed for the spin room at a Drake University presidential debate in Des Moines. And the problem is, I really don't want to go. It's Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
Come on, man. You've been complaining about this for years. And now it finally happens, and you don't even want to stick your head in the door?
Well, I did stick my head in the door. I've been in there. You know, first I just kind of moseyed in there just to say I was there. I took a little selfie, took a picture of the room. It is quite small. I would guess maybe a 40 yard by 40 yard, maybe, I don't know, 3,000 square feet, 4,000 square feet. Not a very big ballroom, if you will. And it, of course, is dominated by the networks in there. And then I'm in the second floor file room, which means I'm right across the hall. And apparently, because I did verify, green means go. I have permission. And across the hall, across that magical force field that is the entryway into the spin room. And should I choose, I can go in a little bit later
tonight.
Hey,
is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
It's Iowa, Dom.
Was it heaven getting there, Rudy?
I've made it to political heaven. God, no. It was nearly calamitous, man. I had no idea what I was getting myself into as far as the drive this morning. Because I woke up and the plow had already gone through by my house last night. So I was out there trying to risk a heart attack at about 10 o'clock last night. I want to make sure I was a good citizen because we are the ones in the neighborhood with the crosswalk. You know, if someone's in a wheelchair or something, you got to have the crosswalk cleared.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was out there last night doing it. Cleared out the plow, went all the way out in the street, did my, at least most of my driveway. I got two teenagers at home. I figured, you know, guy might come back by.
Yeah.
And did the sidewalks and stuff, and I came out this morning, and I'm like, oh, thank God. I don't have to shovel to get out of the driveway, because you know once it sets, Tom, once it deep freezes, that plow of snow at the end of the driveway, that is a bitch. And, of course, I did mention I got the little additional area I got to clear out each and every day. So, anyways, did my part, being a good neighbor, doing my civic duty, if you will, Dom. And then I got in the car and Wisconsin roads, excellent. Rode the interstate, riding out to, you know, past Dodgeville. Very impressed with the 92.7 FM signal today, our originating signal, WMDX. Carried me all the way out towards, like, well, out past Mount Horeb for a good ways anyways. And, Dom, then I crossed into Dubuque, and that was fine. And I got on 151 South, headed towards Cedar Rapids. And immediately, the quality of the highway deteriorated significantly. I mean, I'm on a four-lane highway, and they haven't cleared the snow. Ooh. There are snow ruts. And you know, I got on the highway doing 70 miles per hour. And now suddenly I'm slowing down substantially because this is not a safe speed. And, you know, it'd be like you're going, and then all of a sudden there would just be 6 inches of snow ruts in the road.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was a little scary, man. I was talking to our buddy in broadcast, Pat Kreitlow, and I'm like, oh, my God, man, I got to let you go because I was, like, fearing for my life.
The field, man, keep it between the lines. Thank you to all our socialist snowplow drivers here in the state of Wisconsin.
Dom, here's how bad it was. I saw a snowplow in the ditch in Iowa driving down today.
Wow.
Snowplow, not plow in the ditch, stuck in the ditch, not getting out of the ditch. I saw something approaching probably 50 or more semis. And I mean, when the truck drivers can't keep it between the lines, man, you know it is brutal. So I checked the snow totals. Cedar Rapids, 15 inches of snow last night.
Oh.
And there's still like 6 inches on the interstate.
That's crazy, man.
So it was a little more treacherous getting my ass down here than I thought it was going to be, Dom. And I'd like to point out the presidential debate, the Republican presidential primary debate, because it's not even a real one. It's like a primary debate. They've already started the countdown here. I've got CNN in the room. 3 hours, 47 minutes, 18 seconds till DeSantis v. Haley mano a mano. And I was a little nervous because, you know, every CNN debate so far, I asked the question, where's Wolf Blitzer? We bumped into Wolf Blitzer the first time. Remember in the win in Vegas and Wolf went through and they wouldn't let us through? I even bought Wolf's coffee that one time. Well, I just saw Wolf Blitzer, Dom, and there's breaking news, and it's of the political electoral sort. Your guy's dropping out.
I can't believe it. Chris Christie set to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Come on, man. Just a couple of weeks ago, I swear he said he was taking it all the way to Milwaukee. No, not true. NBC reporting Christie plans to suspend his long shot presidential campaign Wednesday in a 5 p.m. announcement, according to sources.
Well, it's after 5 p.m. Eastern time already, Dom. He is apparently, and the room is up in Windham, New Hampshire. CNN's attention is not here in Des Moines, Iowa, Dom. It's on Chris Christie and the soon-to-be former presidential candidate. You know, I wonder what he'll do. Go back to working for CNN?
Perhaps. Well, he's not in Iowa today. Right now, what, he's in New Hampshire? He's going to make the announcement in New Hampshire.
He did not make the debate stage here in Iowa. And if you're not on the stage for the presidential debate less than a week before the Iowa caucuses go out, you really have no pathway. You know what I mean? If you can't even make the criterion for a CNN debate, you're not going to make it. And you know what's very, very interesting? And I've been listening to ads from Iowa, driving right-wing talk radio, Christian talk radio, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I mean, you lucky guy, man. Are you MAGA now? You've been jamming on that for like hours.
Well, I'm not exactly MAGA yet, but, you know, I'm MAGA adjacent, perhaps. But what I found very, very interesting, the other guy, the Republican who wanted so desperately to be on the stage tonight, Ramaswamy, Vivek. Apparently, he's running an ad tonight on CNN urging viewers to turn this beep off. He is profanely...
Yes,
let's say this crap off, this guano off. Can't say it, you know, the old FCC and all that, but Ramaswamy is going to cast sour grapes upon the presidential debate he did not qualify for. He's expending his own meager resources, question mark. You know, I'm not sure if the people really ever fully funded this campaign, Dom, but apparently he's spending money to talk, let's just say, crap about CNN and the process because he didn't get it.
Come on. Really, dude? I mean, he was one of the biggest D-bags on the stage from any cut I have ever heard of Ramaswamy. And now because he doesn't make the stage, he's going to, what, criticize CNN and those that did? I mean, certainly Trump's not on the stage. Is he still in the race? Is he now, like, supporting Trump? I'm not clear what his point is. Yeah, I'm all down for CNN. I want to be on the base stage. You didn't make the criteria. CNN sucks. I mean, come on.
Dominic, the Real Clear Politics average of polls show Ramaswamy averaging 4.2% nationally and 7.5% here in beautiful Iowa, reaching 10% support in one recent poll by Morning Consult. Fellow GOP rival Chris Christie also did not qualify for Wednesday's debate. And Christie's doing the right thing, Dom. He's about to go on the CNN from a town hall in New Hampshire and quit the sport.
One of the NBC reporting that a Christie fundraiser was very saddened. She wanted him to stay in, but she said that he did not have discussions with Nikki Haley about him dropping up. Certainly, Nikki Haley will benefit the most by Chris Christie getting out of the way. I think there's been some pressure on him to do so over the last couple of weeks.
And Dominic, this debate that I'm at, the CNN debate on Wednesday, that's today, it will likely be overshadowed by the Trump town hall aired on the Foxy News at 8 o'clock Central Time. And the town hall will be moderated by Foxy News' Brett Baer. I thought it was Fred Baer and Martha McCallum. So, Dom, we've got the final countdown, the race to finish second in Iowa here. I've traveled, risk life and limb to drive to Des Moines, Iowa, Drake University. Why? I'm not exactly clear at this moment, but I'm pretty sure it involves the Des Moines Marriott Downtown Hotel Bar and the loose lips I anticipate enticing with a few purchases. I'm just going to play third base, drop the credit card. Yeah, I've already invited a few people to join me. I've said the Marriott is where it's at because that's where Crudy's going to be. That's where the Devil's Advocates always party when we do Des Moines. It is the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. It's kicked off here. Come back with us. I'll tell you what I heard on the radio in Iowa.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. you stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the Lions 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the great news is I get to get on those same highways and drive back tomorrow on a hangover. Very much looking forward to a return trip from Des Moines, Iowa. I am here.
Maybe we'll have cleared the roads by then, Mike.
Maybe. Maybe it was 1 o'clock or later when I rolled into Des Moines, man. It wasn't like the interstate. There were still cars in the ditch just outside of Des Moines, man. You got to think, major metropolitan, they plowed these roads first, question mark?
Major metropolitan question mark?
Well, for Iowa. For Iowa. It doesn't get more major than Des Moines, Dom. So I am here for the CNN Republican presidential debate, the alternative to Donald Trump. Trump also in town, my understanding, he's going to do a Fox News event. I, Dom, plan on doing this fine radio program, then catching a little bit of the Badger game. Maybe eating a fine little dinner, flipping back and forth between the presidential debate and the Fox News thing, and then the dilemma of my lifetime, whether or not to utilize the green means go, spin room, press pass, and see if I can make Ron DeSantis cry one last time before he drops out.
Curdy, real quick, Des Moines, Iowa has over 200,000 people, according to the 2020 census, ranked 81st in terms of population with 709,000 residents in the 6-county metropolitan area.
So it's a little bigger than Madison, Dean County. A little bit bigger. And that's where I live, and that's kind of a big deal. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what I heard on the radio this morning. Started with 92.7. As I mentioned, I listened to Stephanie Miller just for a bit. She's got the COVID. You know, get well soon, ooh, Stephanie. And then I got into some Iowa radio listenership. Started right away with Dubuque. And Ron DeSantis, he was running ads in Dubuque, Dom, 1630 a.m. I was listening. And Ron's promising he's going to give Iowa first dibs on the location of the next USDA office. Like, vote for me and you get first dibs.
I'll set you free.
I'm like, are we drawing up on the playground here? Are we playing dodgeball, Ron?
Is that a bribe? I'm not clear what's happening here.
So I didn't quite understand how that was going to win and be persuasive to the Iowa, you know, caucus goers, because they got to show up and they got to go stand in the corner. It takes time. It's a lot more complex, let's just say, than simply voting in a primary.
Yes, and much more effort, much more involvement. I mean, yeah, it's a true dedication versus just checking a box on a ballot.
And then I slid into the Cedar Rapids market, 600 WMT, paid for by Donald Trump. Heard some Trump ads. Very anti-immigrant. They have spent over $5 million in the state of Iowa to put out an anti-immigrant message. That's, you know, border. We hate immigrants.
Well, I mean, if Iowa has anything like Wisconsin, where you have a big chunk of our farm labor, our undocumented workers, literally from outside of this country, presumably employed by many Trump supporters.
And Dominic, looks like Chris Christie is soon to drop out of the presidential race. He's in New Hampshire. They're churning up the volume here in the file room because all the journalists are just enthralled with that news. Question mark. Badama slid on through the Cedar Rapids, and unexpectedly, guess who I hear?
Who?
Matt Kittle.
MD Kittle
doing filling for Pete Angelo in Cedar Rapids, and that apparently a Heartless Radio product. That must be the connection. They must cast Matt's voice into Iowa as well. And then I listened to KOEL 950. It's a Fox News affiliate. And when the host, the midday host, came on, it was Dan Bongino. Dom.
Oh, that guy's still around. Great.
Still around. He's killing him. Dom, here's what he said today. He said, "You stupid a-holes on the left." And his greatest, I mean, he was ranting. He was fired up. He was popping veins. But the thing that had him so angered, Biden showing up on Congressional Hill. That had Bongino mad as hell. You know, this whole corrupt family, Biden's. He's blown his mind. Nearly blew a gasket.
These committees on the Hill are debating whether or not to hold Hunter Biden, in contempt of Congress, much like, you know, Jim Jordan never responded to his subpoena. And the guy shows up to the public hearing and the Republicans lose their freaking mind. So it wasn't just Bongino. It was also Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Mace Lady, and a lot of the mega Republicans. Very, very upset that Hunter Biden would possibly show his face when they're trying to cast judgment upon him.
Well, Dom, I'm hoping we can speak more about that in the happier happy hour after 5. All the journalists here, they're enthralled with the Chris Christie, I'm out. He's apparently withdrawing from the presidential race at this hour, Dom. That's going to put so much more importance on this alternative to Trump. GOP debate here at Drake University in Des Moines. That's why I'm here, Dom, because I sensed it could be Christie's day to quit in a whole different state on the other side of the nation. That put me at the center of the relevance here when I try to make Ron DeSantis cry in the spin room.
I love your nose for news, man.
Dom, then I slid on to the 10:40 a.m., and they said, the roads in Iowa got no bottom. And I didn't know what that meant. The roads in Iowa got no bottom. But apparently they got gravel roads here in Iowa. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe some of the interstates are gravel. But apparently it hasn't been cold enough to hard freeze, so the slush and the whatever on the gravel roads, it's just a soupy quagmire. So I'm glad on the interstate. Because if I'm seeing all these cars on the road off the interstate, what are the back roads like with 15 inches of road in Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
How many cars did you see in the ditch today on your travels?
I would say realistically, well over 100. And I have never seen so many vehicles. And there would be clumps, you know, 6 semis just sideways.
All at one time, yeah.
Jackknife. There was one I was talking to. I forget who I was talking to, but I'm like, oh, man. There's a semi, you know, the cab pointed straight up in the air, sitting on the side of the road. There were some, and I did hear local reports that said there were no deaths overnight on the roads of Iowa, but there were over 200 reports of accidents with property damage, and there were over 30 hospitalized last night in Iowa, I have never seen roads like this, but... Apparently, roads with no bottom, that just means you got slick mud roads, Dom. And then I tuned in to 1540 a.m., Lloyd Austin. Should allow Republicans to win the presidential nomination easy, Dom. Because we didn't get full disclosure about his cancer procedure.
After his infection after the cancer
surgery. How can you trust him now? Well, these were on the Glenn Beck fill-in on the 1540 a.m., and then I flipped over to 9:40 a.m., Dom, and I heard an ad for Bob Vanderplaat, and he was endorsing Ron DeSantis. And I realized I had moved beyond the right wing, the righty-whitey talk radio, and they were even running political ads on the Christian talk stations.
Of course they were.
Come on back. Crudy, live on the road again. Drake University, Devils do Des Moines. The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, it's kicked off. Thank you, Chad's Design Build.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. A winter storm is sweeping much of the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard on how bad New York is getting hit.
Some areas in western New York and upstate New York will see over a foot of additional snow, in some spots even 2 feet.
The winter weather is also affecting Iowa, where GOP voters are set to caucus tomorrow. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is there and was asked on CNN about the incident involving three migrants drowning at the border after Texas authorities denied federal agents from trying to save them.
I'd like to see the federal government do more to help Texas to stop the influx. And I think that would be better for everybody. And honestly, it would be safer for a lot of the people that are coming because